are now listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. We have very important information for you, and it is essential that you write down, take some notes, because I want to be able to communicate to you as efficiently as possible. Now, what is first and foremost on the table is this. We are now moving in a very accelerated rate into a global government. I've been writing about that for decades, and I have the copyrights on my books to prove it. So for decades, and I'm not the only one, there's lots of people who have been doing the same kind of work. We were warning about a coming global government. What caused me to become interested in that was not necessarily the geopolitical ramifications of a global government, but what caused me to be acutely interested in that subject was the fact that the Book of Revelation focuses in great detail about a coming one world government, a one world economic system, and a one world religion, or formerly called the New World Order. Now it's called the Global Reset. So in that scenario, which is talked about in the Bible, and God is telling us through Bible prophecy in the Book of Revelation, God is telling us ahead of time what's going to happen so that we can be prepared and that we can be guided and directed not only by His Holy Spirit, but by His Word and knowledge and research. Why is a global government a bad idea? Because nowhere in the history of mankind has there ever been a top-down organizational strategy. Whenever you have a massive bureaucracy where you have a super elite at the very top, and then as you go down the pyramidical organizational flowchart, you then compartmentalize the facts, the information, and the real truth of what's happening. So it's put together on the basis of the need-to-know basis. Only those that need to know are allowed access to secret information. And of course, the higher you go in this pyramidal flowchart, the more doors you can open, the more you are allowed to look at the secret plans, the secret agendas, and the more you are a ruler and a guider of the hidden, secret, occult, global agenda, which is not, you know, when I say that, that's not a fantasy. That's not some kind of paranoia. I'm telling you precisely based on enormous documentation, enormous facts, enormous historical precedent. I'm telling you not only what the Bible says, but I'm telling you what historians, analysts, philosophers have said, going all the way back to Plato, by the way. The Greek philosopher Plato is constantly read and quoted today among the globalist elite, the occult elite. They love to read Plato because what they're doing in their plan for a global government, economic system, and religion comes right from Plato's game plan. Now, Plato fervently believed that, let's call it the legendary island of Atlantis, existed. I don't know if Atlantis existed or not. I will tell you this, based on my research and studies, I would assume that some kind of giant island, when I say giant island, it could have been the size of the United States, or it could have been the size of Antarctica or whatever, some kind of giant island was the home to a super civilization. And the super civilization was run by seven philosopher kings, or seven, you know, scientific kings. So in Plato's model for the ideal global government, you have this elite class, which has all the secret knowledge, access to all the secret technologies and sciences, and they rule the masses. And, I mean, there's no arguing about it. You either follow their plan or you disappear or die or whatever. In any case, this belief system regarding Atlantis and rulership by the elite scientific philosopher class has been passed down from empire to empire right to our present day with the Fourth Industrial Revolution, you know, put together by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. And this system also was talked about in Aldous Huxley's books like Brave New World, where he talks about a scientific, technological elite that rules the masses. So that's where we are now. And so when we see data and information and historical accounts, or simply current event accounts, that reinforce or substantiate that this style of government, which, by the way, the symbol of this style of government is the pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar, because on the base of the pyramid, it says, translated from Latin, it says New World Order. So why do we have a pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar that says New World Order? And then as you go up higher towards the top of the pyramid, you'll see the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. And this represents the Tower of Babel. And that's a symbol. The pyramid is an occult symbol. And it's the same architectural structure that the ancient Egyptian empire used. They used a pyramid-shaped building. And the pyramid represents this Luciferian occult New World Order. Well, this is coming together just as the occultists, the globalist elite predicted, but also just as the Bible predicted. Now, let me give you one example of, you know, an infinite number of examples. So if you're talking to somebody who doesn't believe this, I mean, they're stark raving mad. They've been left out in the sun way too long, because the evidence, the documented evidence, is overwhelming. So the World Economic Forum, the WEF, headed up by Klaus Schwab, they have been semi-secretly building what they call young global leaders. And they have been training and developing and indoctrinating and preparing and financing a very large number of young, what they call young global leaders. And these are people that have been specifically trained to rule the power centers on a global level, but they've also been trained to rule the power centers on national levels, cultural levels, media levels, so on and so forth. So they say the program began in 2004. I don't believe that. In fact, there's another statement I'm looking at right here that says that they actually began the program in 1992. I don't believe that either. I believe they began a long time ago, because Brzezinski, the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission with Rockefeller, was trained as a global leader. Now, here's just a couple of names. Originally, you had to be under 40 years of age, or 43 or younger. And people like the head of Germany, Angela Merkel, you know, you ask yourself all the time, how does a woman like that get into power? Because in terms of her charisma, her appeal, and when I, by appeal, I mean just that basic attraction, and I'm not talking about that in some kind of physical sense, but a basic attraction, a basic likability that's usually necessary for somebody to succeed in politics. You'll notice that with these young global leaders, they get installed as presidents and prime ministers, like Angela Merkel, but she has no real charisma. In fact, she's either like bland or neutral, but she definitely does not have any kind of charismatic appeal. But she was handpicked by the World Economic Forum and to implement the technocratic plans, or the technocratic dictatorship plans put in place by the World Economic Forum. So you see, if you're selected as a young global leader or a future leader, or the emerging, that what they call the emerging global society, you will be placed in the highest seats of power. You will be backed up by invisible power, invisible money, as long as you faithfully implement, let's call it for what it is, faithfully implement their dictatorial program. So, since 1992, here are a few people that they have selected to be young global leaders. Angela Merkel, Tony Blair, Nicolas Sarkozy, Bill Gates, Bono, you know, from the rock group U2, Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines, Jorma Olilia of Shell Oil, Jose Manuel Barroso, president of the European Commission. Now, you see Bono all the time on television and concerts and stuff, and you know, it's probably blatantly obvious to you, as it is to me, that he is being artificially promoted, artificially lifted up, and he has kind of an artificial royal status that has been conferred upon him. And that way he can prance around the world, and an illusion, a public relations illusion, is always created to surround him, that he's an authority figure, and that we should listen to what he says, whether it has to do with economics, geopolitics, nuclear war, global government, cashless society, vaccinations, or whatever. You see, when they install a young global leader, they brainwash the masses to look to these young global leaders as authority sources, as expert sources. But that's nonsense. Bono doesn't know anything about anything. And Bill Gates, despite the fact that he's incredibly wealthy, and, you know, maybe you believe the little mythological biography that is so often created, you know, that Bill Gates is just an ordinary middle-class guy, and he was tinkering in his parents' garage, after school. And just by tinkering away in his family's garage, you know, he invents the Microsoft operating system and becomes a trillionaire. And now he's an expert in vaccines and pandemics, and he's an expert in education. So how did Bill Gates become an expert in this wide range of specialized fields? But not only is he an expert, he's an authority, and he has the power to force the masses, to force governments, etc., to adopt his programs. In other words, let's take a particular thing that Bill Gates, the self-proclaimed expert, backed up by the World Economic Forum. He claims to be an expert in education and learning. Now, I don't believe that for a second. I think, again, you'd have to be a raving fool to believe that Bill Gates is an expert in education and learning. He created this, he amplified and installed, helped to install, played a primary role in the leadership of our national education system and forced the national education system to adopt the Common Core methodology of education, which Common Core, you know, they change the name of Common Core all the time, but that's essentially how your children are being educated. 99% of the parents I meet have no clue whatsoever what Common Core is really all about. So let me define it for you in like two sentences. Common Core is a system of education where you have the students in the classroom in front of their computers sold to them by Microsoft. Common Core is a system of education which does not encourage the child or the student to think for themselves. It suppresses creative thought, independent thought, the ability to think for yourself, and it suppresses the ability to think outside of the box of programming that you want to think in. So the way Common Core works in your school, and don't tell me they're not using it in your school just because they don't use the name. You know, I've talked to so many people who are adamant, including teachers and Christian teachers, who adamantly tell me that's not what's going on in their schools. And then I do a little homework and I find out that's absolutely what's going on in their schools. Common Core is when the teacher or the school or the computer spits out the data, the so-called facts, the point of view, the propaganda. It spoon feeds the students to absorb propaganda and programming. And to the degree that the child will just obey and not ask any questions and simply absorb the propaganda and the indoctrination, to whatever degree that the students go on autopilot and simply in a non-thinking manner absorb the material presented to them, that's how they will get high grades. So if you want your child, or if your child wants to get high grades, and this goes all the way up to the university level, in order for your child to receive the highest grades, which will get you into, you know, better colleges and universities, etc., in order for your child to receive the higher grades, your child must just blindly accept and memorize whatever the teacher, the textbooks, the curriculum that's presented to them. It's real simple. don't think, don't question, simply remember what we're telling you to remember. And we're not interested in your opinion or your creative thinking. We just want to hear you repeat word for word what we have downloaded into your brain. That's Common Core. And it's not an accident that Common Core was developed originally by Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World. Julian Huxley and UNESCO, a powerful division of the United Nations, they created Common Core to be a global standardized curriculum. So what that means is they want every child, every student, every adult going to school, they want the entire planet of people to all be on the same page, to all absorb without questioning the same propaganda, the same indoctrination, and the same programming. To the degree that the student doesn't question, but simply accepts into their being whatever they're told, then they'll get good grades. So what you're producing is a product. The product being produced on the assembly line of modern education is a non-thinking, non-questioning child that has been socially engineered to believe certain things, like evolution, etc. And the children of the school systems around the world have been programmed to memorize whatever it is that the teacher tells them. That's Common Core. Now, the short name for that is called teaching to the test. Teaching to the test simply means that you teach the students in a very short, concise way. But what you're teaching the students and what you're downloading into the student's brain are little bits of information that will be on the test that they have to take, and they will succeed on the test that they have to take to the degree that they've memorized whatever it is that the teacher taught them. So they are being taught or teaching to the test. The teacher is not there. The teacher thinks that he or she is there to educate them, but the reality is that the teacher is there to facilitate the memorization of propaganda and social engineering. All done by Bill Gates. Now, notice the connection here. You have these world leaders in charge of massive amounts of power, like Bill Gates. He's also in charge of WHO, the World Health Organization. He's in charge of the vaccinations and the pandemics. And I mean, he's in charge of a lot of stuff. And he's not qualified, except that he has money, and except that he was chosen by the global leaders of tomorrow. So Bono is a cultural, rock and roll star, and he disseminates the propaganda to the masses, and the others do too. So I'm not going to read all the names of influential global leaders, but I have in front of me, and this is all documented, a very long list. I'll just name a few so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. These are all people that were chosen by the World Economic Forum to be young global leaders. So we have the Crown Princess Victoria of Sweden, the Crown Prince Haakon of Norway, Crown Prince Frederick of Denmark, and then the list just goes on and on and on. You know, the Minister of Pakistan. You have the David D. Rothschild, adventurer and environmentalist. You see, when you're worth $1 trillion, you can create a biography that says you're an adventurer and an environmentalist. You create your own reality. So look at some of the others. I mean, this is a long list I have in front of me, but look at some of the others that were selected as these young leaders of tomorrow. Leonardo DiCaprio, actor and climate activist. Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba. Larry Page, founder of Google. Rick and Patel, founder of Avaaz. We did Rothschild. Jimmy Whale, founder of Wikipedia. Jacob Wallenberg, chairman of Investor. Nicholas Zennstrom, founder of Skype. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook. And it goes on and on. These people control the world. Now, notice that these are just partial lists, but notice that the kings of social media and money, the kings of social media, the control grid for the minds of hundreds of millions of people, they all were trained, indoctrinated, and programmed as young leaders of tomorrow. So the reason, if you ask yourself, how did these people get into these positions of godlike power? How did Zuckerberg end up becoming the founder of Facebook? Because of his intelligence, his knowledge, his brilliance, his entrepreneur abilities? No. He's simply following the orders of the World Economic Forum. And their goal is to create this global government. Now, I'm not going to mention the name, but a very close childhood friend of mine is one of... Oh, I found out the other day, and I have to be careful how I say this. I was thinking a lot lately about this particular individual because I knew him very well for a sizable number of years when I was a young boy growing up in New York City. And I was friends with this particular guy and his brothers and his family. And then over the years, his career skyrocketed beyond anything you could possibly imagine. And I asked myself the question, how did he get there? How did he get there? How did he end up on the very top of the pyramid? And I could, I had many theories in my head on how he achieved this status that's mind-blowing. And I played with these theories over the years, but they were just theories because I could never find enough evidence to develop the theories I had. And so I couldn't say from a factual basis that I actually knew how he got to be where he was. And then I just found out, because I'd been doing some research on the young global leaders, that he was chosen years back as a young global leader by the World Economic Forum. And so I would have to say, I know this guy, so he's a very intelligent guy. He has very good people skills. But look, there's a lot of intelligent guys. There's a lot of people with excellent people skills. So how come he goes to the godlike status? Well, I found out. It's because he was chosen as a young global leader. And when he made that commitment, when he cut that deal, the doors of power, the doors of the elite opened up for him. So he didn't get there just by hard work. And I'm not saying he doesn't work hard, because this guy works very hard. But that is not why he has entered the pinnacle of power. The reason he has entered the pinnacle of power is because he was chosen as a young global leader. Now, in his particular case, he is a very educated guy. He is a very smart guy. But you can't tell me that all of the people on the list here, especially, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and, for crying out loud, Bill Gates, you can't tell me that they're unusually intelligent, because they're not. Now, some of them are really intelligent, but some of them are not. And they got there because they're following the orders of the World Economic Forum, which is what? To create a new world order, a global reset. Okay, so what do these people have in mind? What's their agenda? Well, you need to know, because the control grid that they're setting up is like all powerful. They are going to micromanage every microscopic part of your life, primarily by exercising total control of the health system. And don't say, oh, well, gee, you know, total control of the health system, and that's a good thing. I mean, you are a zombie if you think that's a good thing, because that involves psychology, psychiatry, all kinds of medicine, which can easily be tweaked to implement total control of a person's thoughts, their personality, their jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so they're also using, well, let's look at what one of the young global leaders has done. The German economist and journalist, Ernst Wolf, believes that many of the national leaders included in the Young Global Leader Program have been selected for their willingness to carry out the tough agenda of lockdowns in recent years without asking any questions. So this is how Bono, becomes this shining star. According to this German economist and journalist Wolf, it's his belief from insider research that the national leaders included in the Young Global Leader Program were selected because they knew after interviewing them and testing them that they would be willing to carry out the highly unpopular, and I would say fascist agenda of lockdowns and not ask any questions. In other words, they were chosen because they would follow the orders for the New World Order. And the fact that this has been a massive failure and has created massive dissatisfaction by the masses of people in America and the world is going to be used as an excuse, a pretense, to create a new form of global government. Now, wipe away the propaganda from your eyes coming out of the mouth of DiCaprio and Bono and all the rest of the bozos on the bus. Wipe away from your eyes the propaganda. When they talk about forming a new global government, you need to know that the global government that they have designed for you and I to live in is not simply a global government. It is a global dictatorship. And you better get that fixed very squarely in your mind, because if you're walking down the yellow brick road to see the Wizard of Oz with Toto and Dorothy, you're in for a rude awakening. I've been researching this global government since college, and it's a dictatorship. It's a dictatorship. It's a global authoritarian state. It's a global totalitarian state. Make no mistake about it. Okay, so they're going to implement a new global digital currency. And they're promising a UBI, a universal basic income. Well, that goes back to Klaus Schwab's statement, you'll own nothing, but you'll never be happier in your life, which is an outrageous lie that only a simpleton could possibly believe. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic and put anybody down, so notice that I'm not naming any names. But we have in the evangelical Bible-believing culture in America a very high percentage of people that in street language would be called suckers because they believe anything. They really believe that God is blessing this universal basic income. I mean, that's the exact, and the only reason they could believe that God is behind it is because they don't teach or read the book of Revelation. So, they're creating a global government, and there's a guy named Paul Raskin who has promoted what's called the Great Transition Initiative. So if you're watching Fox News for the truth or some other pseudo make-believe conservative mainstream media, the fact that they never talk about the real things that are happening should tell you loud and clear that they are part of the problem. They are insiders in this game. So if that's where you're going to get your truth, you're going to be indoctrinated and deceived. Okay, so this Great Transition Initiative is all about how a totalitarian New Earth Order is established to be replaced in the long run by a global democratic government. And that's a lie, by the way. This guy, Raskin, is manipulating words. You understand that? He's manipulating words because he's starting out in his Great Transition Initiative with a totalitarian New Earth Order. And then, this is the lie part, then it will be replaced in the long run. No, it won't be replaced in the long run. But he says it is. It will be replaced in the long run by a global democratic government or an Earth Federation with a world constitution. Okay, so let's just expose the easiest part of the lie that these people are telling you. The Constitution of the United States of America, the Bill of Rights of the United States of America, is the most liberating, freeing constitution that guarantees you the most rights of any nation in human history. So why would you mess with the greatest constitution ever developed to create a new constitution? The only reason you would do that is, you know, I'm going to use a cheesy expression, but you're using the old switcheroo game. You're taking away a great constitution and a great Bill of Rights to replace it with an essentially deceptive totalitarian constitution. That's what it's all about. It's about total control. And they use pretenses. They use excuses and propaganda and lies to convince you that yielding to total control is in your best interest. No, it's not in your best interest. It's in your worst interest. So, they use the COVID pandemic. They're trying to rationalize and cover up their mistakes regarding their catastrophic failure of an every country for itself approach to public health. And they are building an Earth Federation government, a world Supreme Court system, a world executive, a world enforcement system. See, they always code their lies with ambiguous words. So when they say they're going to have a world enforcement system, what they mean really is a world army enforcement system, a world military enforcement system. So they take away your rights, and then they make you part of a world military enforcement system. You can figure out the rest. You can figure out where that's going. It's glaring. And so here's more about the lie. They're selling it like a vision of a peaceful and harmonious world in balance created through the establishment of a world federation with a world parliament, a world government, and a world court. This is exactly what the book of Revelation is warning about when it talks about the one world government, the one world religion, and the one world economic system, headed up by the Antichrist and the false prophet. The great transition, well, this will tell you a lot about it. The great transition was initiated with startup capital or money by, guess who? Stephen Rockefeller. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? It tells you a lot. However, it is highly unlikely that this plan will succeed. I don't know about that. I think that it's highly likely that the plan will succeed. I think you're being very unrealistic and overly optimistic by making the false assumption that it's not going to succeed. Now, one of the ways you can prevent it from succeeding is by educating people, by spreading the word, by talking to people that you know are dumbed down. Be polite, but raise their level of awareness and educate them as to what the elite are really planning to do, and help them to understand the difference between propaganda and the truth. So we have a choice. Right now, we're in a place in America and the world where we have one final opportunity. That's right, one final opportunity, and it's time clock is running out fast. It is time to take control of our personal destinies and our national destiny, and to avoid falling into the traps that have been set up for us. And the only reason somebody would fall into the trap is because they don't know the truth. They haven't been educated. And so this is what we're trying to do. And I need your help in doing this. I'm trying to vastly expand our outreach, the quality of our outreach, the kinds of media we can use. But I need your help. I need your help in terms of prayers. I need your help in terms of your contributions and your donations. That's critical. This is a war. If you don't think this is a war, I don't know what you think this is all about. And I also need you to spread our message far and wide. That's all critical. And to the degree that you help us do that is to the degree that we'll be able to accomplish the mission that God has given us. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.